a lot of people look at this race and think President Trump may have put you and Senator Perdue in a box. First, when he threatened to not sign the COVID stimulus and government funding, then he signed it. Then, by after that, demanding or calling for additional direct payments, which you then supported, and then by vetoing the National Defense Bill, which you originally supported and voted for. Why didn't you vote on the veto override Friday in the Senate?
Well, look, I've stood with the president 100% of the time. He's putting America first. He's fought for our men and women in the military. He restored our strength in our Department of Defense and our national security. But look, I have to be out across this state campaigning to make sure that Georgians turn out and vote on January 5th, because none of this will matter if we don't win on the 5th. Look, Chuck Schumer has said he's going to defund our military by 25%. Raphael Warnock, John Ossoff, they would be rubber stamps for defunding the military, the police, raising taxes, ushering in government-run health care, weakening our Second Amendment rights, opposing our religious freedom. That's all on the ballot here in Georgia, January 5th. That's what I'm fighting for, is to preserve the future of our country.
Understanding the campaigning is important, and you're saying how important this election is on January 5th, but obviously Georgia is a big defense state, current and former military here, defense business here. How would you have voted had you voted on that veto override?
Well, look, I voted to support the NDAA. The bill that came out of conference was very different from what we'd been promised. So I don't know. I was here in Georgia working across the state, and I will continue to stand with our men and women in the military. Raphael Warnock will not stand for our military. He's attacked them. He said you can't serve God and serve in the military.
Right, but you would have sustained the veto, the president's veto, on the NDAA.
Look, what's at stake here is our military and our freedoms. Those are what's on the ballot right now. And I'm the daughter and granddaughter of veterans. We're the fifth largest state for veterans and active duty military here in Georgia. I have fought for our military and made sure that we get the funding we need. And we're going to continue to do that. But if we don't win on January 5th, our military will be defunded and worse.